The views expressed on the following program are designed to amplify those of the speaker and are not necessarily those of KAAM, KNSN, DJRD Broadcasting, Crawford Media Group, or its sponsors.
Hello, everybody!
I've got sunshine on a cloudy day. When it's cold outside, I've got the month of May.
Here's what's coming up on today's experience. It's Dr. Dave's, that's right, Dr. Dave's Devotional Diamonds of the Day, also known as DDDDDs, where my daily devotions become some of our spiritual reflections. Sound effects placed throughout the show, which have nothing to do with life, but the Bible teaches there's a time to laugh, Ecclesiastes 3. The review of the goofiness, which proves Jesus is coming back sooner than you think. Praise God. Life lessons for our faith that we could actually use, probably won't if we sit on our blessed assurance. Humor that will force you to think, why does this guy have a radio show? Ask Don. I have no idea. Also, Bible trivia for fake and yet somehow real cool prizes, your phone calls, and more. Welcome to the David Spoon Experience, local, national, and heavenly talk. My name is Dr. David Spoon, and I will be your host for the next 5,400,000 milliseconds. Get ready for one of the more bizarre experiences on live radio. Here is the key to the show. We don't know what we're doing. We have no idea what's going to happen, and we don't care. But for the next few minutes, I want to talk hope with you. So here we go. We're asking questions about living life as a Christian. That thingy right there. Hello. Here's your question. I love this question. Don't be offended by it. It's a classic question. What is your favorite non-Bible book? Now, I've asked you in the last couple weeks, what's your favorite book? What's your favorite this? What's your favorite passage? What's your favorite non-Bible book? And yes, it's okay to have a favorite. So don't get legalistic Larry on us. That would be bad. If you have an opinion, a comment, a thought, or a question, please don't let it die of loneliness. How sad would that be? Just give us a call, 972-445-0770. That's 972-445-0770. Now, when you call 972-445-0770, you'll end up talking to Jammin' Jacob. Talking to Jammin' Jacob is like talking to a person that you can count on.
Aww.
Aww, so nice.
Thank you, David. Happy Tuesday.
Happy Tuesday to you, my friend. Jacob is the only one that knows, as well as Jennifer, that I came in about 30 minutes late. I just want to thank the Dallas traffic entities for not telling us there was a 30-minute delay. Oh, that was very nice. But I did end up praying an hour, so that's good. So I just rushed right in. Didn't even get a chance to say hi to Don today. That's a bummer. But we'll maybe we'll hook up afterwards. Here's the bottom line, though. If you are in San Diego right now. Well, guess what? In San Diego right now, it is exactly 1:35. And in fact, in Denver, it's 11:35. And then it's 12:35 in Denver. 1:35 in Dallas. See how I messed that up? And then 2:35 in Detroit. So 11:35 in San Diego, 12:35 in Denver, 1:35 in Dallas, 2:35 in Detroit. And we have no idea what time it is on the moon because we don't really think the clocks work the same way. And besides, I don't know how you're up there without breathing apparatus. That's not the point. The point is, if you want to call us at the 972-445-0770 number, you can. You can do that for prayer requests or praise reports. Prayer requests, we take and petition before the Lord. All of our faith, combine it together and petition God together. When two or three agree upon touching anything, it shall be done. Hello, let's do that. And how about this? When we have more faith is better than less faith. Thank you. Additionally, you might have a praise report, something to share. When you share a praise report, you honor God, you reinforce it in your own life, and you bless others who get a chance to hear it. How nice is that? So you can call us, or you can text us, by the way, 214-210-8483. That's 214-210-8483. Non-professional voice now.
214-210-8483.
There you go. Additionally, you can send an email, david@hemustincrease.org. It will come to my 20-cent Chromebook, but it will get here. david@hemustincrease.org. That is the opportunity. So it can be a praise report, a prayer request. You have something you want to share, something the Lord's shown you. That's cool. People call and ask questions. They have ideas. They have observations. All of that is good. There is no bad in that. Why? It's fellowship. Well, you don't go to the same church. I'm sorry. Do you believe Jesus Christ is your Lord and Savior? Because then I'm your brother. And you're my brother or sister. And you know what? We are going to the same church because it's one church under the head of Christ and nobody else. Right? That's the way that rolls. Thank you. We do have somebody on the phone, so we'll give them a chance to do a shout out, reach out, maybe an answer out. Let's have them sent through. Knock, knock. This is David. Who am I talking to?
This is Gary in Corsicana.
Hey, Gary in Corsicana. How are you, my friend?
I'm doing pretty good right now. I'm doing good.
Okay. I'm glad that you're doing pretty good. Better than a poke in the eye with a sharp stick. That's good.
Yeah. I got a praise report.
All right. Fire
away. And then I got a prayer request for a couple of friends, or my sister and a friend.
You got it.
I think I already did the sister.
That's all right. We'll keep praying. Tell me what's going on.
Well, I'm still working full-time. I'm property manager here at a clinic and 71, so I do what I can. I was out in the yard just the other day with a blower and then at work doing some things, and then I started walking, and my whole left side started going numb, and my head started ringing like a bell, and so I was praying that this would go away, and I kept praying, and I said, well, Beth, I'm here at the clinic. Maybe I better have somebody check me out. So I went in, and I joke around with the girls so much. They're like, I said, something's wrong with me. They said, yeah, we know something's wrong with you. I said, well, wait a minute. I think really something is wrong. So they checked me out, and they sent me to the emergency room across the street, and they said it had a TIA, which is a
TIA.
Pre-stroke or something.
Okay, pre-stroke.
And they did every test they could find on me, and my friends came and they prayed for me. They ran me through all kinds of stuff. I told them that y'all have done everything but send me through a car wash. I mean, they put me in an MRI and a bunch of tests. Every single test that they did came back clear, nothing, could find nothing. And they said, we don't know what happened, but you have the symptoms of a stroke or a mini stroke. We can't find nothing. So they give me some medication and sent me home, and that was Friday, and I'm back to work today.
Wow.
So I praise the Lord for that. I thought about going home, and I felt like when it was happening, I didn't know what was happening. I thought, well, I'm ready. But then I thought about my wife, and I said, no, I want to take care of my wife. So it wasn't my time then, so.
Praise the Lord. I mean, that is, first of all, I mean, it's a serious issue, but I would just want to be, I mean, how often will you go through something and then you're like, okay, I'm going to get prayer for this. And they're like, well, you had this and we're going to prove it by our indications. And yeah. Then they're like, well, wait, we can't prove it yet. Hold on. And
it's right.
That is exactly right. Grace, yeah. Right?
And my doctor is a Christian doctor. So all the rest of them will say, well, you got to do this. You got to do this. And he said, yeah, you got to take care of yourself. You're going to have to change your diet and this and that and the other. But you got, from what happened to you and we can't find nothing, then you got a 98% chance that that's not going to occur in the next whatever. He said 3 months or something. If it don't occur, you're good to go. I said, well, I'm just trusting the Lord, you know. The Lord took care of me, and I know he did. So I praise the Lord for that.
Oh, we're going to definitely pray for you. But what a praise, because that is grace upon grace right there. Not just the salvation and grace, but now we have situational grace, and you have that taking place and giving you a break out of that situation. Whatever it was, they can't identify, but what we know for sure is it's not happening now, and it's not happening right away, and the doctors even gave you a clean bill and said, all right, well, let's just keep an eye on it. So like, yeah. Okay, got it.
Yeah, I got to see a neurologist. I said, well, yeah.
That,
they'll find
praise
something
the Lord.
There. But
well, all right. And what about your prayer requests? Let's take care of that as well.
Again, for my sister, she had the operation on her cancer yesterday, and they had to take out three lymph nodes and took out the rest of cancer, and I'm praying for her to be all good.
Okay, you got it. So let's pray for her. While I'm praying
and
for her,
then I got another friend that's going to have open heart surgery.
When is
Friday.
That?
So, ooh, Friday. So my thing was like a walk in the park compared to that stuff.
Yeah, got it. I feel you. Let's bring it to the Lord in prayer. Here's what I'm also going to do. I'm going to lift up Rosalind. She's one of our listeners. She got a lot going on too. So I'm going to incorporate that in the prayer. And let's just take our faith and bring it before the Lord right now. Let's do it. Father, we come before you right now. We thank you and praise you. You are, for all of us, Lord, number one. You are the King. And we worship you and we thank you and we praise you. We don't have all the answers, but we know you do. And you have us in the palm of your hand. We thank you for Gary's testimony. Great testimony, Lord. We ask you to bless him and encourage him. Lord, keep everything that was in that moment he went through as far away from him as can be. And we will give you the glory. We believe you stepped in, Lord, and touched
Lord,
him
yes.
and strengthened him and healed him. And so we're just thanking you and praising you for that. And he's got other things going on, other people. He's not even asking for prayer for himself, Lord. He's asking prayer for his sister and for his friend. We ask for his sister that cancer can be gone in the name of Jesus. Let it be a completely excellent job that the doctors have done. Give them wisdom and guidance and use them and let the sister be clean and free.
Yes,
Lord, we also lift up his friends. Go through open heart surgery. Difficult time, Lord. A lot of stress and a lot of strain. We pray that the peace that passes all understanding would keep that family and that would keep that person safe and that person would know it is by the grace of God I'm going through this and I will prevail with God. And Lord, we also lift up our sister to you. We lift up Rosalind and ask you just to bring peace into her life. She's got a lot of stress going on, a lot of big troubles. Hey, Lord, please just bring the calm. The winds make a lot of noise. The waves push things around back and forth. Speak to the wind and the waves inside of her life.
Yes.
Just bring a
bless
calm
her, Lord.
To it all.
Yes.
And we just thank you for our brother. Thank you for his praise. Thank you for his prayer requests. Ask you to bless him the rest of this day and week. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen.
Yes, Lord. Thank
amen
you.
And amen.
God is awesome.
Amen. That's just exactly
amen.
It. God is awesome. He is awesome. Exactly,
yes.
Gary. Exactly.
Yes. Praise the Lord. Thank you, brother. Love you, brother.
All right. Love you too, bro. God bless you.
All right. God bless you, sir.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
All right. So it's cool because we're going to go right from that into the teach. We're going to do about a 4-minute teach, then exit and do our other stuff there. But I want to get this teach in real quickly. I'm going to try and get to the last part of this, but it's very, very tough. We'll see what happens. Here we are in, for those that don't know, Matthew. Chapter 16. Excellent call by Gary, by the way. And be in prayer for him, for his sister, for his friend, for Rosalind. That's what we do. We take care of one another. That's the goal. All right, so I want to go back to this. We're following up on the Peter Declaration, and there's so much in this. And I just love teaching it. It's just one of those things that kind of jazzes me, gets me all excited. But one of the things that I wanted to kind of key in on, because I only did it for a little while, is this portion where it says, after Jesus said, I will build my church on you. He says, now that you are Peter, and on this rock I will build my church. Remember, one was Petros, that's Peter. Petra, that's the rock. Petra is a rock bed, multiple little rocks put together for a purpose. That's what the church is built on. And then Jesus said this, I will build my church, and all the powers of hell will not conquer it. It's very important to understand this, because what some people think of as the church as being indestructible, that's not exactly what Jesus is saying. It's not that that's untrue, but it's only true as far as Christ protects the church. The key in this and the context in this is that hell cannot withstand the church's assault. In other words, the church in the Greek is being portrayed as on the offensive, not the defensive. And too many times the church becomes a retreat or a fortress of solitude away from everything, and that is not how you do it. You do spend time with the Lord to re-energize and to strengthen, but the church, the meeting place, that's what we call the church, the meeting place is the making place for the marketplace. Listen to what I said. It's not my saying, but it's still a good one, and I'll take from anybody if it'll help anybody do anything. The meeting place, the church, is the making place, training, equipping, for the marketplace, the world. And so we need to stop thinking of the church as this massive defensive duck and hide place. If the church embraced this truth the way that Jesus intended, it wouldn't remain silent and passive, but would assertively impact the world. And this is what Jesus promised us we can do. Why can we do that? Because we have the truth. The church is built on the cornerstone of Jesus Christ and the apostles and the prophets, but it is also declared as the foundation of truth. And what is it that the world's doing? Redefining marriage, redefining the word gay, to be really honest, redefining what a man is and what a woman is. What an insult to God. The church should be at the forefront of standing firm that these things are not the way the world portrays them. God doesn't make mistakes when he creates. Ridiculous. And so it's only in mankind's sinfulness and perversion that we see these things split apart. And the bottom line to this, although I probably shouldn't use the word bottom line, but the bottom line to this is simply this. The church should stop being soft, retreated. Don't say anything. You don't want to offend anybody. Oh, boy, that would ruin the ministry of Jesus Christ. He offended so many. Here's the bottom line. It's a little bit annoying to think of the church as weak as a mouse. You're bold. You are a lion, for the righteous are as bold as a lion. Get that? Not always on defense. Goodness gracious. On offense, which means standing firm for the truth. That's what it means. Okay, take a deep breath. Okay, good. All right, here we go. According to John's vision in Revelation chapter 1, verse 15, what was described as for Jesus, what in Jesus was described as many waters? What is described as many waters? Was that Jesus' peace, his love, or his voice? Revelation chapter 1, verse 15, what is described for Jesus as having being many waters? Is it his peace, his love, or his voice? Revelation chapter 1, verse 15, if you think you know the answer, you can reach out to us, 972-445-0770. You can also text in 214-210-8483. Or you can send an email, david@hemustincrease.org. I'm going to send you up to the website. Lots of all over the place. But don't forget to donate because the ministry exists from donations. We're not going to send you a whistle, a Lamborghini, or a donut. But we will send you a receipt at the end of the year. Ha, that's it. 2 Corinthians 8:3, for I testify that according to their ability and beyond their ability, they gave of their own accord. Make sure whatever you do it for the Lord. Check out the website, hemustincrease.org.
Prayer request?
Hemustincrease.org.
Praise report?
Hemustincrease.org.
Looking to give to this ministry?
Hemustincrease.org.
Confused by what's happening right now?
Hemustincrease.org.
Hemustincrease.org.
Be sure and tell them Large Marge sent ya.
I'm sorry, that's just so funny. just for you guys that don't know why that's funny, send me an email and I will explain it to you. Okay? I'm just going to leave that there. How's that? That's a good one.
My favorite one is the carnival one.
The which one?
The carnival? The carnival. with the clown nose at the end, the two clown nose.
Oh, goodness. All right. Somebody is ready to answer the trivia question. Let's send them on through. Knock, knock. This is David. Who am I talking to?
This is Gary. How are you today?
I'm doing pretty good, Gary. I'm not going to tell you I was really super happy that there was a 35-minute unannounced construction delay on the 35. I didn't find that to be happy news. But I did get here on time to start the show.
Well, that's good.
Yeah, it's not bad, huh? All right, let's do the trivia, and then I'm going to pray for you, like we love to do. Let's do it quickly. According to John's vision, what in Jesus was described as many waters? Was it his peace, his love, or his voice?
His voice.
It is correct, Amundo! Baby, that is right. It's his voice, like many waters. Some people think Jesus comes out and goes, "Hi, everybody." It's like, his voice is like many roaring waters. I wish people would recognize that. That'd be kind of nice. All right, let me pray over you, my brother. Anything in particular? We know we're praying for your health. Is there anything other particular you need prayer for? Or are we just going to focus on the health?
Well, you may throw in finances.
You got it. Let's do it. Father, we come before you right now and lift up our brother Gary. We love our brother Gary. And we are asking for a couple of things. Now, Lord, you know we're going to ask you for healing, and we're going to keep doing it. And we ask you to bring healing power into his body by the power of the Holy Spirit through the name of Jesus Christ, that you would lift his body up by the power of the Spirit, just like you did for Ezekiel, by the power of the Spirit. Lift Gary's body up. And, Lord, he could use a break financially, and a lot of us can. I'm asking for him and for the people that can hear my voice. That, Lord, you would take the little and multiply it. And instead of saying, I don't have enough, that we would instead by faith say, it is sufficient because Christ is enough for me, and that you would help us. You will never leave us short. So help us to have faith for that confidence, that everything that's going on is part of you working it for us, helping us and bringing it to a great place. We thank you for it. We thank you for our brother. We ask for that healing in his body. We look forward to his testimony saying, the Lord has touched me. That's what we look forward to, Lord. We pray all this in Jesus' name. Amen and amen.
Amen, and thank you very much, and I'll be praying for all of you, and God bless you.
You too, brother. God bless you. All right, so we've make sure to keep praying for Gary. He's our bro. Now, this next portion of scripture, I'm not going to be able to do the whole thing. It can't. It's not doable. So I'm going to read it, and then I'm going to explain a couple of things, and then next week I'll kind of pick it back up because I think that's a better idea. Matthew chapter 16, verse 19, and talk about controversy. Wow. So after Jesus says, blessed are you, Simon Bar-Jona, for flesh and blood has not revealed this to you, but my Father who's in heaven. And I also say that you are Peter, Petros, and on this rock, Petra, I will build my church, and the gates of Hades, or the gates of hell, shall not prevail against it. And I will give you the keys of the kingdom of heaven, and whatever you bind on earth, I will bind in, or whatever you bind on earth, I will bind in heaven, and whatever you loose on earth will be loosed in heaven. Let's first start off with the reality check in every proper translation. Jesus said, whatever you bind on earth, I will bind in heaven. He does not say whoever. He says whatever. Well, why is that important? Because there's a teaching saying that the church has the authority to decide who does and doesn't come in. And it's like, that's not even what he's talking about. You're in the wrong planet. Come back to Earth. Figure out what he's trying to communicate. What are keys? Everywhere in Scripture, from beginning to end, keys are authority. There's no way around it. And what people have thought is this is, in one interpretation, a widely accepted interpretation is, the keys of the kingdom, whatever you bind on earth will be bound in heaven, whatever you loose on earth will be loosed on heaven, is the determination of the gospel that gives people, it gives them the opportunity to be loosed or to stay bound, depending on how they respond to the keys. Definitely a potential in the understanding. Another understanding, much more wayward, is that this is the church's authority to determine who gets saved and who doesn't get saved. Absurd. There's nowhere in Scripture that is supported whatsoever. Another interpretation, a little bit more for my liking, is when you bind something, you bring it to a stop, you lock it, you close it up. I think that's the church's ability to function against demonic powers and demons and Satan's activities. At the same time, whatever you loose or open up on earth will be loosened in heaven. I think that in the exact opposite direction. That's when the things come for the kingdom of God to be brought in, and there's a freeing up. Remember, in Christ Jesus, we find our freedom. And so there can be freedom from sin, freedom from oppression, freedom from whatever it is that a person's going through. I see that third interpretation as much more plausible along with the first one. The second one's nutty cuckoo. Okay, the church doesn't have the authority to say, you get in, you don't get in, you don't. That's ridiculous. All the church has is simply an extension of Jesus. And it's not a person. Remember, it's a bedrock. It's a bunch of us. Get it? Okay. So kick that around. Don't scream and fight over it, but just kick it around and pursue it. And if you're interested in it, just dig deeper. All right, let's keep this superbly simple. If you are in San Diego or if you're in Denver or Detroit, you just go to HeMustIncrease.org and click on the Listen Live button. If you listen on the radio, an app or KAAM, app, then you just want to hang out with us. We're going to take a short break, then come back. Even more intense material coming. Don't go anywhere.
What is the David Spoon Experience? Imagine yourself on a rocket ship racing at 1,000 miles an hour into space. Once there, you can sense the power and the presence of the majestic and the divine. You forget about your troubles and your fears, and you just float in peace. Without a worry in the world. There are no struggles, no pain, no discomfort. It's soothing, calm, comfortable. But then, the show starts. And you realize that none of that stuff has anything to do with the show. What were you thinking? The David Spoon Experience. Only for the brave of heart and the bored.
That's right. You guys think all of our jokes have to be, you know, Christian themed. So, okay, so this is a Christian chicken. Yeah, okay, there you go. That'll help you. These are 9-10 people. The last one is so funny. These are 10 people. Why the chicken crossed the road. Okay, now these are people you know. Some are political, some are not. Nobody's getting picked on. This is just fun stuff. Nancy Grace, why the chicken crossed the road? That chicken crossed the road because he's guilty. You can see it in his eyes and the way he walks. That's Nancy Grace. Pat Buchanan, the chicken crossed the road to steal the job of a decent, hardworking American. Martha Stewart, no one called to warn me which way the chicken was going. I had a standing order at the farmer's market to sell my eggs when the price dropped to a certain level. No little bird gave me any insider information. This is great. Dr. Seuss, did the chicken cross the road? Did he cross it with a toad? Yes, the chicken crossed the road, but why it crossed, I've not been told. Okay, this is just an old grandpa. In my day, we didn't ask why the chicken crossed the road. Somebody told us the chicken crossed the road, and that was good enough for us. Donald Trump, we should build a wall so the chicken can't cross the road. Come on, that's hilarious. Now, if you don't think this one is funny, I'm going to be very concerned about you. Barbara Walters, why did chicken cross the road? Isn't that interesting? In a few moments, we'll be listening to the chicken tell for the first time the heartwarming story of how it experienced a serious case of molting and went to accomplish its lifelong dream of crossing the road. Wow. Aristotle, it's the nature of chickens to cross the road. Bill Gates. Let's skip Bill Gates. Just skip it all together. The last two, and you can't tell me these aren't funny. Albert Einstein, did the chicken really cross the road, or did the road move beneath the chicken? That's relativity. And then finally, Colonel Sanders, did I miss one?
The David Spoon Experience.